On Good Friday, the world stopped. The earth trembled. The curtain in the temple was torn in two, and the Son of God was dead. And the disciples were devastated, feeling abandoned and lost. But on the third day, Jesus rose in victory over the grave. Jesus rose and conquered death. Jesus rose and set humanity free from the slavery to sin. And the disciples, they were elated because their leader was back and their mission could continue. And then Jesus ascended back into heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Jesus ascended back into heaven to judge the quick and the dead, and the disciples, well, they were left feeling devastated again, abandoned and lost again. And so for these disciples, when all else fails, they gather together. They gathered together with Jesus on the night of his arrest. And they gathered together with the risen Lord one last time for a meal together. And they were gathered together at his ascension. So now, feeling abandoned and lost again, unsure of what to do or where to go, now that Jesus, their leader, their master, their savior, now that he is gone, the disciples decide to gather together again. And this time they're in Jerusalem for the Jewish Festival of the Weeks, which celebrates the first fruits of the wheat harvest. And so as they are gathered together in the room, suddenly from heaven there came the sound of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues like flames of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were some devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem at this time. And at the sound of what was happening in that upper room with the disciples, the crowds outside began to gather, bewildered at what must be going on with these disciples. Each one of them heard them speaking in the native language of each. And so amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we each hear in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language," they said, "we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, there's always others in a crowd, but others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, my favorite disciple, standing there with the 11, raises his voice and he addresses the crowd which has gathered there. And he says to them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. And the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The good news of Pentecost. The good news of Pentecost is that God has kept his Easter promise. A promise to his children that they never have to feel lost or abandoned again. A promise that he will never leave them nor forsake them. A promise that he would be with them even until the end of the age. This was a promise that was wearing a little thin in the days after Jesus had ascended back into heaven. Those days when the disciples were feeling awfully lost and abandoned. But as the Holy Spirit rained down like tongues of fire on those disciples whom God had gathered together in that room, it was clear. God has kept his Easter promise. And just as God gathered those disciples together on that Pentecost day, God gathers us together. And he gathers us around this table, his table. God has a habit of gathering his children together. And it's usually around a table. Have you ever noticed that? Some of my very favorite memories have happened around a table. A kitchen table, a card table, a coffee table, a table in a restaurant, and at the Lord's table. At this table, God gathers us together and feeds our bodies and our souls with bread and with cup, with word and sacrament, and with the Easter promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And after he gathers us and after he feeds us, then he sends us out. God sent Peter and the 11 disciples out to explain to the crowd that had gathered around the building where they were the mystery of what had just happened on that Pentecost day. God sends Peter out to share the good news of the gospel, promising that God will pour out his spirit on others. God sends Peter out to warn the people about the great and glorious day of the Lord, when Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation, and all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. God sends Peter out to offer salvation to the crowd that has gathered, to the crowd God has gathered there that day. And if you want to know what happened once God sent Peter and the 11 out, keep reading in Acts chapter 2, where it says this. Now when the crowd who had gathered heard what Peter had said, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And Peter went on to testify with many other arguments, and he exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." And Acts tells us that as those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day 3,000 people were added. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. That day, 3,000 people, whom God had gathered together, had their lives turned upside down by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he sent them out. He sent them out to gather others together for teaching and for fellowship. That's how the church was born, on that Pentecost day so many years ago. And the world has never been the same since. On this day of Pentecost, God has gathered us in, and he will feed us at his table. And then he is going to send us out to proclaim the message that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Proof that God keeps his Easter promise. Thanks be to God for his power, which is poured out on the gift of the Holy Spirit, and for gathering us in and then sending us out in his name. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.